G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 1, first day of spring. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, the first Group 1 of the Melbourne season comes up on the first day of spring, but not exactly spring-like weather forecast for Caulfield.
No, a bit of rain around for Thursday, Friday, and a bit for Saturday as well, so it'll be interesting to see how the track pans out. I'm guessing if there's a bit of rain late Thursday afternoon and Friday, the track will be okay. I guess it all depends whether we get rain during the day, and that's when the track can get chopped up a bit.
All right, well, it's a quality packed Memsey Stakes, as it always is these days. Seven Group 1 winners in the 11 strong field, and it's actually only Happy Clapper is the only horse resuming in this race. Apart from Vega Magic, who had, I think, won the Regal Roller beforehand last year, I think the previous six winners were all first up. So slightly changing complexion on this race.
Yeah, and it's certainly a really interesting race. Of course, we've got a couple of Sydney visitors, key players in Happy Clapper and Kementari. Yes, they're sort of dodging Winx. Kementari didn't dodge her last time, but certainly got a hiding from her, and now he's away from her and down here. So, look, good interest. And, of course, we saw a couple of real eye-catching runs first up in the Lawrence a couple of weeks ago. Can those horses repeat? Namely, Kings Will Dream. Just had flashing lights all over him, but staying at 1,400, can he repeat? Not sure. I think he'll probably be looking for further.
All right, well, we'll get to that very, very shortly because we'll start at Caulfield and we'll go right through the black type, starting in race five, mypunter.com. Heavily stakes over the unique 1,700 metre distance, and the Peter Gelagotis trained Call Me Handsome, who often comes up favourite, is coming up favourite here at about 3:30 with a big query on the Lloyd Williams horse Holmesman.
Yeah, and they're the two I've centred on. I've gone three Holmesman. I liked him first up at E1. He was able to beat his stablemate Al Mandan with a pull in the weights. He went straight to the Australian Cup at his second start in Australia, and it was a really good run. He loomed up out wide and just didn't quite finish off. And if you remember that day, it was certainly advantageous to be nearer the inside. His stablemate Al Mandan did try getting through along the inside in that race, and it didn't pan out for him. Holmesman was out wide, and I thought he did a really good job. Resumes over 1,700 minus the blinkers. So, look, a couple of little queries. He's obviously going to peak in something a bit later on, but I put him on top from 8. Call Me Handsome had a tough run last start. Stuck on well. Missed a consistency. 11 Sin to Win, I thought, might be able to give a bit of cheek first up. They got him out to the 2 miles last time in. But good draw, and he has performed over these shorter trips in the past. And 7, Cordero, just found the 1,400 a bit sharp first up in Sydney, but it wasn't too far away. Form out of that race has been pretty good, and he strung a few wins together last time in.
Yeah, Call Me Handsome for me, 8 to beat 12, Miss Admiration, 3 Holmesman, and 15, Lizard Island, just starting to show a few glimpses of his old form. Race 6, HDF McNeil Stakes. This is a Group 3 for 3-year-olds over 1,200 metres, and a bit of a cracker too.
Yeah, good race. I've gone 7 Bondi from the Snowden camp. They've sent this horse south to concentrate on his Caulfield Guineas campaign. He had a pretty decent 2-year-old prep. There was big raps on him early doors from when he placed in the Breeders' Plate. They took him to the Gold Coast. He wasn't disgraced there from an outside barrier. He ended up finishing his autumn campaign with a good second in the Champagne Stakes behind Seabrook. He's trialled up nicely, drawn well. He meets his Champagne nemesis here in Seabrook, the filly, and I've got her in for second. Just a good filly, and we've seen this filly form hold up already this spring through Fiesta and others, so I think she'll run well. 4 Tony Nicone, I thought he'd open up a little bit shorter than he did, but if you're a fan of him, you can get on around $4.60. He's done nothing wrong in both wins, and he'll certainly run well again. And in for fourth, I've thrown number 12, The August, who ran behind Tony Nicone in the Vein. I thought he was okay there late, just looking for a bit further, which he gets on Saturday. May even improve as he gets over 1,400 metres.
Well, I'm waiting for Bondi. I have gone for Tony Nicone, number 4, to beat 5, Vacillator, finished last campaign in form, 16, Nuclear Blitz, and 2, Ale Merton. Well, the big one is race 7, New Zealand Bloodstock Memsey Stakes, 1,400 metres. Standard weight for age, Group 1, and carries Group 1 prize money of $1 million.
Yeah, I've gone with 8 Kementari. Going to need a little bit of luck early from a sticky gate, 8 of 11. We've seen him perform really well at Caulfield in the spring. His two runs at the track were excellent in the Guineas Prelude and in the Guineas itself. He was very good in the Missile, probably should have won, and then was good in the Winx Stakes. He was just left behind by Winx, but his last 100 metres was good. I think he'll be really hard to beat. 10 Showtime was good for us for, in the Lawrence, second up. Hard to jump off him. This is a Group 1. This is what they want for this four-year-old stallion. He's drawn well, so he'll give them a fair bit to run down. 3 Vega Magic, obviously, was impressive. Back to his best in the Bletchingley with the blinkers on. They come off for the step up to 1,400, but 2 for 2 this distance. He'll be hard to beat. And 4, Humidor will keep ticking over nicely. He was pretty good first up. So I've left Happy Clapper out, but clearly he's a chance, and you'd want to keep him safe in your quaddy.
10 Showtime for me to beat 3 Vega Magic, 1 Happy Clapper, and 8 Kementari. Race 8 at Caulfield on Saturday. The Monique and Susan, sorry, Monique and Suzanne Sambor Heath 1100. It is over 1100 metres. It's for 4 years old and up, a Group 3.
Really intriguing race, and Darren Weir holds the key. It's got 5 runners, 3 of them key players, including the favourite, number 3, Voodoo Lad. And just bit of a scenario where we've seen how well he's going this prep, and hence I'm going to stick with him. 5 from 5 at the 1100 metres, loves Caulfield. Just going to need to get out at the right time. He's drawn in barrier 3, and just going to need a little bit of luck at the right time, but Brad Rawilla successful aboard him in the Monash. So he's on top from 2 Brave Smash, already booked into the Everest, as is 1 Santa Ana Lane. So just be interesting to see how wound up those two are. But Brave Smash, a real talent, as we know. In for third, the biggest query of them all, number 12, Kimono. They had to change his name from Cassius to Kimono, this Japanese visitor. He showed good ability in Japan, and there's a big spruik on him. They're trying to get one of the last couple of spots for the Everest, so he might be the one that's fully wound up for this. And 8 Ball of Muscle, really consistent older sprinter. He'll go quickly early and give them a bit to run down.
Right on for YPO, number 7, goes like the Clappers, goes well first up from 5 Cliff's Edge. 12 Kimono and 3 Voodoo Lad, and the last race at Caulfield and last of the Black Titan, naturally enough, is the Ladbrokes Cockrum Stakes for the 4-year-olds and up mares over 1,200.
Found this a tough race, and I've ended up going for one that's will come up massive odds. I didn't think she'd quite come up 50-1, but number 12, Mariquita, whose first two runs I thought were excellent for Shane Nicholls. She's a bit like that. She gets back and runs good sectionals, and it often translates into, you know, back me next time runs. But just forgiving totally the last run at 1,400, slow speed against. Back to 1,200, good pace on. She might just be a real blowout in the last. From 1 Catchy, obviously class mare, pretty well in too, only giving 3 kilos to the majority of the field. 5 I Am Excited, who chased Catchy home in the Group 2 Arrowfield in the autumn. She had a really good campaign, 3 wins and 2 Group 2 thirds. She'll run well. And 2, I Am A Star. Good mare. She's crazy odds, $26. Ran well first up in the Ori Star. May soon be looking for further. I guess that's the knock, but well over the odds, I thought.
I Am Excited for me, number 5, to be 9 Creativity, 14 Petition, and 2, I Am A Star. My value bet was YPO. My best is yours, Joel. So why don't you talk about it? Race 4, number 9, Night's Watch.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sort of concerned about the price. $2.50, very, very short. But listeners would know what I think of him. I think he's a really, really smart horse. They missed getting a run at the Valley last week, 1,500. Now he, you know, stays at 1,400. Can he just have that turn of foot to stay at 1,400 and win? I think his class will get him through, though. We've seen the Answer My Friend form hold up. So he's very hard to beat. Just a little bit concerned about the $2.50, but he's my best, and my value was Bondi in the McNeil.
Alrighty, Randwick for the first day of spring, sunny and 22, far more appropriate, and some really, really good racing to be had. The Black Type starts in race 5, Concord Stakes. Group 3, over 1,000, sees the return of Red Zell, and seen as a match race between Red Zell and Invincible Star.
Two more that are already locked in for the Everest, so a really intriguing race. Red Zell, of course, looking to defend his Everest crown. Invincible Star, Interesting. Five starts, four-year-old mare, and she's been booked for the Everest. But, of course, she showed really good form in the spring. Off a bit of a forgive run first up. She then went bang at Caulfield and bolted and was just run down by Merchant Navy. We know that form's held up. She's been trialling super. I've stuck with the tried and true Red Zell. Looked every bit as good as he was last year with the blinkers on in his latest trial. So one to beat five. Three, the Monstar, very consistent. He'll give a good sight out in front. And two, Music Magnate. Just a jury out on him. He gave out pretty meekly first up in the missile. I thought he was a risk from the wide gate there. He's drawn better, and if he can get cover, he gets his chance to improve. But D-Day for him.
Race six at Royal Randwick on Saturday. Tramway Stakes, 1,400 metres. And this is a Group 2. And we see two impressive first-up winners in La Romaine and Pierrata clashing.
Yeah, ripping race this. I've left three or four good hopes out of my top four, and it's going to be a really exciting race to watch. Big fan of Lanciato. I've gone his way. He's going to go 4 weeks from this into the Epsom. He's 4 weeks off his first-up run at the Missile, which was outstanding. He'd been trialling super. All things pointed to him running really well. He missed a place, but ran home very strongly for fourth behind Pirata. He's going to get back and be running on again. Just hopefully the extra 200 metres will be enough to turn the tables on Pirata. And obviously La Romaine, who was impressive first up winning. I've thrown number 10 Youngstar in for second. Listeners will know I was a huge fan of her through the winter. She won the Oaks. Her Queensland Derby run was just unbelievable in defeat. She was miles off them on the turn and still got up for third. Just a bit intrigued at the price. She's 50-1. Maybe others know more and they're not expecting her to show much first up, but I had to include her. Four Pirata in for third. Excellent win first up, and one Le Romain class runner. Good return from him. But that's leaving out the likes of Coming Through, Dixie Blossoms, Tom Melbourne, and even Egg Tart. So it's a ripping race.
Race seven at Randwick on Saturday. Bisley Workwear Chelmsford Stakes. Group 2 with 250,000 standard weight for age, 1,600 metres. Winx had been known to run in this race before she started sticking exclusively to Group 1s. And we get a full field of 15 and 2 emergencies, Joe.
Yeah, I'm going for the Winx combination to win here. Unforgotten, number 15, Bowman Waller. Thought she did more than enough first up in the Winx Stakes, chasing her famous stablemate. Sort of made a bit of a run just shortly after straightening, then just got held up a little bit and sort of stayed on the same pace till the last 50 metres and through the line. She was really getting onto the place getter's heels. I think she's come back in super order. I think her class will get her through this. No doubt she'll be looking for a bit further soon though. Keen to see this import number 2, Mr. Moonlight Magic. One of a few runners from the Godolphin camp here. He's been contesting some really strong races overseas. Got really good form lines around him. Placed behind Johannes Vermeer. Of course we saw him in the spring. Perform really well, so I think he's one to keep a close eye on. He's been trialling nicely. If the 16 gets a run, include him in your multiples, Patrick Erin. He's known as a bit more of a stayer from the South Island of New Zealand, but his first up run was excellent over 1400. He looks to have come back really well, and seven prized icon. He'll push forward probably from that outside gate if he gets a bit of luck early. He's a smart performer, Group 1 placed in the Chipping Norton last preparation.
And the last of the black type races at Randwick on Saturday is race 8, the Darley Furious Stakes, another one that has been won by Winx in the past, obviously when she was a filly 4 years ago. It is for three-year-old fillies, and it is over 1,200 metres.
Another really good race there at Randwick on Saturday, but can't tip against number 3, Pure Relation, huge fan of hers. She just improved with every run in the autumn. She just had a few little things she had to iron out in her action and her manners, but she got better with each run. She capped it off with a Group 2 win in the Percy Sykes, beating Fiesta, who we were keen on in the Silver Shadow, and she won a fortnight ago. So form has held up. She's been trialling nicely. She did bleed when winning the Percy Sykes, so I guess that's always a little bit of a query how they come back, but she looks to be going well. She's on top for me from 12, Miss Fabulous, much spruced filly by Frankel out of Samantha Miss. Got the job done first up leading, only beating two horses at Canterbury. She won't be leading this. She does look a real talent. Two in for third, Fiesta, as mentioned, got the lovely run in the Silver Shadow and one. And one, Uhud. Did her best work late there. She can be expected to improve, possibly looking for a little bit further, but blinkers back on. That'll keep her sharp. And the barrier draws are reversed between her and Fiesta, so not much between them.
Okay, Pure Elation was your value bet, Joel, race 8, number 3, and your best in the previous, race 7, number 15. Unforgotten. They are racing on the Parks track at Morphettville on Saturday. It's Irish Day, one of the real big days of the year in Adelaide. There's a couple of jumps races, which are in fact on the main track, but most of it's on the park track, including race 7, Ubet Penny Edition Stakes, 1400 metres. This has been the... This has been a pathway used by some pretty good spring prospects over the years, and there's a few prospects resuming in this. Probably nothing resuming here that is going to make a major impact on the spring, and the favourite, the warm favourite, backing up from last week, is the front runner, The Answer My Friend, who has had the four starts. So, in fact, you'd probably say that... this isn't really a big kind of spring shaper. Joel, have you had a look at this at all?
A bit of a look. I'd probably defer to Paul Richards, our Winning Post colleague, for his mail. But The Answer My Friend, he's just got a lovely style, hasn't he? Go to the front, break their hearts, and rock hard fits. He's going to take plenty of beating. But Widgie Turf, first go, sort of, you know, against the A-grade last time in the Lawrence, and he measured up beautifully. So I'd be surprised if one of those two didn't win.
All right, and Richo does agree with you. Going with The Answer My Friend. Richo's best at Morphettville Parks on Saturday comes up in the steeplechase, race 2, number 2, Sir Lopez, who is just touching red figures, as you'd expect in a five-horse field for the favourite. And race 6, number 3, is Richo's value bet, Vieira, at around about $8. Has been freshened since some... mixed performances over longer trips than Saturday's 1250 metres. Sunshine Coast, once again, Joel, second week in a row. And what's the track looking like up there? Good?
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I think the weather's looking pretty fine up there, so it should be in the good range. A bit, a couple of smaller fields this week, but good to give Doomben a bit of a rest. I think they're back there next week, and Sunshine Coast do have another Saturday meeting coming up, so it's good that they're sharing the load. Three bets I'm keen to have on Saturday at the Sunshine Coast. I've made my best in the last race, 9, number 12, Shock Factor. Trained locally, just expecting her to have been fully prepped up for this. She missed the start first up at this venue at a midweek meeting, worked home quite well. She's 2 for 2 second up. The one little box she has to tick, even though she's by Shocking out of a Lon Romare, is the 1600 metres. She's been at it a couple of times and missed a place a couple of times, seemingly without excuses. One of them was in a much tougher race than this, though. It was in a Class 6. So giving her a chance at the mile, Shock Factor, race 9, number 12. My value is race 5, number 7, Really Riley. Might have gone off one run too soon last time out. There was no support for him whatsoever. Got back in a slowly run race and did nothing. Sunshine Coast track record is outstanding, though, so I'm just expecting him to improve at good odds. And the 3-year-old in race 4, number 7, Say I See You. A couple of runs in first prep were just okay, but noticed him trial really well a couple of weeks ago with the blinkers on. He has the blinkers on Saturday, and more importantly, Jim Byrne was aboard in that trial, and he's also riding on Saturday, so have a look at him at double figures.
Okay, Belmont again is the venue for Perth racing on Saturday. There is a listed race. It is the Idyllic Prince Stakes. Over 1,300 metres at weight for age, sees the return of a couple of smart ones, including Puna Moo, who is on trial for a trip to Melbourne for the spring. He's number 1. Man Booker is number 2, and BJ Ryan is pretty keen on Man Booker. Has had a few issues, but his Belmont trial on August 20 was outstanding. Appears to be breathing fire ahead of this first up assignment, and expecting Man Booker to control proceedings from just outside the leader. And then Puna Moo, obviously, Group 1 class horse. Warming up for Melbourne, and would be expected to be running on at the end of the Idyllic Prince Stakes. BJ's best at Belmont on Saturday, race 8, number 12, Petrosity. In fact, that is a unanimous selection from the Winning Post panel as best bet. And BJ's value bet, probably only just at the each way odds, is race 3, number 4, Taxidermy. Speaking of Group 1, Joel, there is Group 1 action across the Tasman earlier in the day at Hastings. Tarzino Trophy. What do we know? This used to be the Celt Capital, didn't it?
No, Mudgeway.
All right.
Mudgeway, yeah. The Celt Capital was the third leg with the 2000. But yeah, Mudgeway, and I think it was known as something else in between times. But now the Tarzino Trophy, 1400 weight for age. And a few horses we know here in Australia: John Snow, Windspell, Melody Bell, Savvy Cope, High Flyer, been in Sydney recently, so a fair bit of interest. I've gone with Scott Base, one of the new season four-year-olds, first up from a spell. He won the Wellington Guineas, won the Cracker Million, Cracker Mile three-year-old race. He's a real talent. He's going to improve as he gets over a bit further, I would have thought, but he's a horse that can sprint well fresh, and he's been trialling well. So I've lent the way of 10 Scott Base from 15 Melody Bell, 4 High Flyer, 1 John Snow. My best is race 9, number 3, Joe's Legacy. My value is race 8, number 1, Beauty Way. And interesting race 2. Number 2, Me Halls, 5 from 5. Number 3, Tiak, Our Shark, has big wraps on him. So that's a really good clash to watch, race 2 on the Hastings card. Ruakaka is the other meeting. My best and value come up late in the day. Best is Popstar Princess, race 8, number 5. And my value is Fancy More, race 9, number 9.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Got all the form for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Speaking of Friday, Wyong, a couple of listed races there, Joel. Mona Lisa Stakes and the Wyong Gold Cup. Got any thoughts on them?
I think Chris Waller can win the Wyong Gold Cup with Black on Gold. A nice run in the Rolly Mile at Hawkesbury 8 days ago. It'll be 8 days on Friday, and thought he ran well. Step up in distance suits. Mona Lisa, the Waterhouse Bot Train runner Shamook, talented mare. She will be favourite and hard to beat. Keen to see how Milshawn goes. We didn't see the best of her first start for Chris Lee. She's also in at Randwick on Saturday, but keen to see whether she improves or not. Smart Melody will be one to watch there in race 5. 2 from 2, big raps on her from the Chris Lee's yard. That'll be a good race to tune into.
That only leaves our best $20 bet for the weekend. Look, you've put the frighteners on me for night's watch at $2.50. So
a little bit short.
Yeah, I might go each way, race 3, number 2, Mrs. Gardenia.
All right, well, I'll go Randwick in the Chelmsford Stakes, Unforgotten, race 7, number 15.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you in spring on the Preview Podcast.